Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, we head 20 miles due west to Elmhurst for another edition of Your Hometown. Spend the day with us as we explore every corner of Elmhurst right here on WGN Radio.
I love talking to all of these people in Elmhurst from every walk of life. We got to talk to someone who has a couture store on the John Williams Show. I got to be a part of that. And right now on the phone is Jan Nelson. Jan and her husband own the Elmhurst McDonald's. And whenever I go through a McDonald's drive-thru, I'm going to think of you, Jan, because your story is it's so amazing. So how long have you and your husband been married?
It will be 49 years in April.
Holy smokes! That is amazing. And so he started out as a crew member at the McDonald's in 1970 when it opened in Elmhurst. Of course, we're featuring Elmhurst on our Your Hometown series. And then he went on to become a manager. And is that the point where you came in as a manager as well?
He started in 1967 at the Villa Park store. He started out as a crew member. I started out at the Villa Park store in 1970 as a crew member. He worked his way through management, and he was a shift manager at the Elmhurst store when it opened in 1970.
And then it took 16 years, and he owned the place.
So Ray became an operator in 1986. I became an operator in 2001, and our son became an operator in 2019.
And in those years when your children were still in school, you continued your job at Apple because you had a very set schedule and that benefits a working mom. But now the whole family is involved in McDonald's. And that's what I was saying when I come into a drive-thru at McDonald's. I will think of you because I think most of us go into McDonald's and we don't really think that there's individual families running these individual stores that have put their whole life into it.
And that's very true. Most people think that it's McDonald's store, so it's McDonald's corporate. And actually, McDonald's corporate owns a minimum amount of stores. Most of the stores across the country and overseas, international, are owned by individual people like Ray and I.
And what's great about that is because you're members of your community, like Elmhurst, and therefore you give back. Tell everybody about McTeacher Nights.
So we typically hold McTeacher Nights during the school year. We invite the teachers and the principals and the PTA or PTO members as well to work in the restaurant for a set time frame. Usually it's a 4-hour time frame in the evenings, and they work positions in the restaurants. They will work drive-through. There'll be a presenter in the drive-through, or there'll be a host in the dining room. And for all the sales that they generate during the 4-hour time frame, we give them 20% of those sales back.
Oh, that's fun. And I bet the kids love it when they can come in and order through the principal.
Absolutely. It's a big deal. It used to be before pre-COVID, it was a huge event. The store would be packed with families and teachers. And they would sell cookies, and we'd give them the proceeds from the cookie sales, as well as the 20% from the sales that they generated during the evening. And it was a huge event. It was always great, and it was just lots of fun. It was not only fun for the crew, as well as the students and the teachers that come in.
We're talking with Jan Nelson. She and her husband have the McDonald's on North York Road in Elmhurst, and you've both worked in that particular McDonald's since what year?
We worked in that store in 1970. However, we did not own the store until 2019.
That's amazing. That is dedication. And so what kind of changes have you seen? It's probably been immense to be with any one corporation, or to be an owner operator, or to be a crew member for that many years and see the changes that have come through. What's the biggest change you think that McDonald's has undergone?
Oh, geez, there have been so many. I would say drive-through, especially because it has just increased the business dramatically. Breakfast, you know, when we started, when Ray and I started working, we were only serving lunch. Over 30% of our business comes from breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
It is just, I mean, it's ever-changing. There's always something new and something different. When we started working, there were no dining rooms. There were no dining rooms. There were no drive-throughs. There wasn't even breakfast.
So about breakfast, if you do 30% of your business during the breakfast hours, it has to do with coffee, right?
Oh, coffee is a big deal. We sell tons of coffee, McCafe items, Egg McMuffins, hash browns. Yeah, all of that stuff is a huge deal. And coffee is the biggest. I mean, everybody comes in and gets coffee.
And one of the changes from McDonald's is they decided to up their coffee game. It's no longer just the roasted coffee. You've got the caramel macchiatos and the French vanilla cappuccino and the hot chocolates, because that's what your audience wants. Your consumers want that. They want to be able to drive through and get that in the morning. Is that where most of that 30% goes or comes from?
Yes, exactly. And like you said, it's frappuccinos. We were not selling that stuff in 1970, let me tell you. So it is a huge part of our business.
I do remember, though, that my mom and my godfather used to always say, I can go through McDonald's and I'm a senior citizen, I can get a discount on coffee. But now anybody can go through a McDonald's drive-thru and get a regular premium roast for 99 cents. I would imagine a big change is the app as well.
Yes. And we are trying so hard, all of McDonald's, you know, across the world are trying so hard to build up the app. It really makes life a lot easier for everyone because you can pre-order.
Yeah, my sister has the app. She drinks one iced tea from McDonald's every morning. She's not a coffee drinker, so she drives through and she uses the app. She orders ahead of time because I've been in the car with her and I'm like, do you really need an app for this, Debbie? And she pulls right into that designated parking place and boom, one of the crew members come out and they hand it to her and she doesn't have to wait in line. And I'm like, okay, there is something to this.
Yeah, and you get deals on the app. If you have the app on your phone, that every day there's new deals out there for you.
That's what she said. She got me some free French fries last time I went through the drive-thru with her.
So it is a big deal. And I use the app. I mean, I not only go to our stores, I go to my, you know, I don't live in Elmhurst, but I go to my local McDonald's all the time.
That's when you know that you're in your hometown. That's what it's all about, you know? You recognize the kids of the people you went to school with, and you recognize, you know, neighbors. And, yeah, you like to be recognized when you go through a drive-thru, especially if it's a daily routine for you. And from what it sounds like is that's what goes on at the Elmhurst McDonald's.
It does. And you know, the store's been around a long time, and there have been a lot of changes, including with that store. And it's great just to be part of the community and to have our customers come in so often.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of your hometown. I'm certainly going to make it through your drive-through in Elmhurst at the McDonald's on North York Road next time I'm in that area. And anything you want to say to the people of Elmhurst today?
We appreciate your business every day, every year, every month. We're really grateful to be part of the Elmhurst community.
Thank you so much, Jan. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.